Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Things never really work out the way you initially intend for it to work out. You may have this idea of what you want things to be like, but once you start, you see that you have to pivot a lot along the way and you learn as you go. All of that planning is not going to mean anything until you actually start. And you'll never have it all together because as soon as you think things are going right, I promise you, from my experience, you're going to have to pivot. You might think, okay, I'm going to do A, B, and C this way, but I promise you, once you start, you're going to have to make changes. And the only way to get better at what you're doing is to actually start so you can tweak it along the way. So this is your sign to stop planning and just publish whatever you're sitting on. I remember when I was listening to a video on YouTube, a motivational video like I always do, and the guy said something like, perfectionism is really just procrastination. And I immediately felt triggered. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I immediately felt triggered because at the end of the day, it's true. At least in my scenario, I try to always get things perfect the first time around. So I plan for so long and then I never end up doing anything in a reasonable amount of time. Or I have an idea for a new project and I just try to tick up too many things at once. For example, for this podcast, the reason I took so long to start this podcast was because I tried to basically record a video podcast to put on YouTube. And then I also tried to do a social media strategy and a blog and a Pinterest account at the same time before I even recorded my first episode. I took so long because I was trying to do so many things on so many platforms. I didn't even have content to publish yet. Like, please tell me I'm not the only one who does this. It's like you get an idea and then you try to use too many social media platforms at once to grow your business and it's only just you. And eventually you get burnt out and overwhelmed and that sets you back because you lose your motivation, you lose momentum because you feel overwhelmed and you haven't even maybe posted your first blog post or Instagram post or created your first product yet. But you're so overwhelmed about which platforms you should be using and how you should be marketing. And at the end of the day, I was sitting in my living room on my couch and I literally just had an epiphany, and that's why I'm recording this episode. I was sitting down minding my own business and I just had this thought, and the thought was basically focus on providing value instead of creating an aesthetic. Focus on why it is you created your product or why you had the idea in the first place and let that guide whatever you do. As in, use that to basically focus on your content creation or your product or service that you offer and focus on developing that in the early stages before you try to think of an Instagram strategy and engage people, especially if you're not really good with social media like I am. Honestly, the thought of creating and running an Instagram account for my business is so daunting. If I had to actually focus on doing that right now in the early stages, I probably wouldn't do anything at all, because I would just feel overwhelmed. So I'm doing what I'm advising you to do. I just sat down and I told myself I'm going to record my first episode and I'm not going to even create an Instagram right now. I'm not going to publish anything on there. I'm not going to publish anything on a blog. I'm going to focus on creating my actual podcast episodes. And then when that starts to grow and I have some momentum in my business, then I'm going to branch out and do other things. Highly recommend you do that. If you are like me, this is the sign you have been looking for, or this is the sign that you needed that you didn't know that you needed. This is your sign to just start. Just put something out there. Don't worry about having a brand photo shoot. Don't worry about having a perfectly designed website. Just focus on creating your first product, have that launch, publish your content, and go from there.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.